This month, the Wayside Restaurant in Montpelier turns 100 years old. And as VPR's Amy Noyes reports, by serving up old-fashioned comfort food with a made-in-Vermont flair, it's one family restaurant that's found a recipe for success.
At the Wayside Restaurant, you can still sit on a stool at the counter and get a Moxie soda with a daily special like salt pork and milk gravy. Or you can cozy into a booth and order up the restaurant's own anniversary ale from Long Trail Brewing, along with a veggie burger on a homemade honey wheat bun. With 200 menu items, it's a place that truly tries to have something for everyone.
So there are certain things that they just seem to do really well that I don't get anywhere else.
As much as the food, the Wayside is known for its regulars. Barrie resident Mike Belander counts himself among them.
I swear the last 50 years I've been coming here. Came with my parents quite a bit over the years, and they've passed on, and I've brought my children here, and you know, now I come in every so often when I can.
Gene and Harriet Galfetti owned the restaurant when Belander came as a kid with his parents. 20 years ago, the Galfetti's daughter Karen and her husband Brian Zeccanelli bought the business.
You know, we kept looking around and really didn't want to change anything because Karen's dad, who we give full credit to, really made the Wayside what it is today. He established the game plan, and we're just following his lead.
He used to say, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
The menu is much the same as it was in the 1960s, Karen says, with a few additions, like that veggie burger and a quinoa salad. The Zeccanellis have also made an effort to keep local food on the menu, from their homemade ice cream and baked goods to Vermont spirits behind the bar. And while that keeps the same customers coming back, it seems the Wayside's employees just never leave.
So we're blessed to have a bunch of them that have been here so long as well. I think it's over 60 employees with a combined years of service of over 600 years.
Customer Marcy Kelly of Barrie says that familiar wait staff is just one of the reasons she and her husband Joe have been bringing their family here for decades.
It's a good family place to come. Prices are great. Food is great. There's great selections for the kids. We know the owners. We like them. The wait staff is friendly. They pick on us. We pick on them. It's just like being part of a family. That's why we come.
Her youngest son, Ronan, recently hit a Wayside milestone.
I would usually get stuff off the kids menu, like the chicken tenders, but I recently turned 12, so I can't do that anymore. So now I'm getting like the more chicken tenders.
Is that a good thing? Yes, now?
And I love the mashed potatoes.
Ronan's not alone. They go through so many potatoes at the Wayside, from baked to mashed to hand-cut fries, that there's a special prep area in the basement. Owners Brian and Karen say it's something former employees don't forget.
People will come in and visit, and they'll recall their days at the Wayside because over the years we've employed a ton of people, and they remember doing their potato shifts down in the basement, and that has not changed. Only the volume. Right now we're doing 2,500 pounds of potatoes a week for all those French fries and mashed potato. And it's a labor of love.
To celebrate the Wayside's 100th anniversary, there'll be a free ice cream social the evening of July 29th, complete with fireworks. Customers new and old are welcome. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.